think we're actually, I think this might work.
It might. I wish I had a taller chair.
It doesn't sound echoey either.
Yeah, same.
Why not, dude? Fucking laid back. Got them, you should feel at home with those lawn chairs.
Man, go fuck yourself, all right? You're racist.
I can't call them on the actual page.
Do it. Just do it from your personal account. If he's FBI, then he already knows who you are. I mean, come on, dude. Come on, man. Think with your fucking noodle. He's either one of two people.
I'm about to get a setup like this for Xbox.
He's either Ray Finkel or he's an FBI agent.
Finkel meets Einhorn.
Einhorn and Finkel. Finkel and Einhorn.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Einhorn is
Finkel
a man.
Finkel and Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn.
All right. Sorry, man.
Oh, we all
right,
suck
so
at
we got a post on the line right now. He's or this individual, we don't know he or she, has been sending us a lot of pretty good information through, you know, our social media.
Totally.
So post how'd you end up finding us?
So it was actually looking through Facebook, I came across a post of Justin, I believe. Kind of advertising the podcast, but in a way that didn't make it seem like it was directly tied to him. It intrigued me.
Okay.
I snagged him. Snagged this one. And Facebook wants money for that shit. I just did it for free.
And so what are some topics that you kind of want us to go over? We always like to ask everybody what they kind of want us to talk about and bring up.
I think the topics you guys cover are great. I would like to see a little bit more depth to them.
For sure.
You guys cover, COVID, a lot of stuff that is happening now. And, with the Afghan involvement and, the Chinese takeover globally of, being the largest economy. It's all great stuff.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
You got a favorite episode in my that you have of ours?
So the one that I caught a few weeks ago, I know you all were discussing kind of how the government or media changes the way words sound to people or the meanings of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big a reader, and a lot of what you guys were talking about fits directly into the novel 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And that term doublespeak is very prevalent.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I love 1984. It's scary that it was written in what, like 49 or something like that, and how accurate it's become. So many years later, it's eerie as fuck.
I actually need to read that. I actually rented it from the library.
Animal Farm is good too.
And that was at a time when, coming out of World War II, we were really looking at being a global entity, combining or joining all of these, the United Nations coming into power. So to see writers at the time, what they were talking about, we're living in what they were envisioning.
Right, that they were able to so accurately predict it. And, this is history doesn't always repeat itself, but it rhymes. And for them to be able to see the pattern recognition in a time where we're made to think that, people really didn't know a whole lot because information, how easily accessible information was as today, today as it was then. And, it's just like they kind of make the past seem like it was a long fucking time ago and everybody before us was like these primitive cavemen, when really all of history shows that humans have been extremely intelligent, and it's just the way we're made to think really fucks with how we perceive the past just by changing definitions and, implying certain things. So
yeah, there's definitely a there was more quality of information. You know, now we have the 24-hour news cycle.
Totally.
Yeah.
Clickbait. Everything. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there's no sustenance to the stuff. I mean, even if you read most articles, it gives you a very vague outline of things, you know, but it doesn't go into detail about them. It doesn't explain anything.
I kind of feel like it's always been that way. I know we like to think things were better back in the day, but to me, honestly, I think there's been media manipulation since it's been invented, since the fucking newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It used to be called the tabloids, and now it's just muddied in.
And they
with
call, I mean, news. What is it? History is his story. So, I mean, whoever wrote it, that's kind of what we have.
The winners, right?
Base history. To go off of.
Or they choose to keep what history they want to be perpetuated.
Yep. So, Post, what's your political leaning? If it's, I mean, if there even is any, you know, I'm assuming I kind of know the answer of that, but.
You're assuming.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said
that. The difficulty with politics is that there's not a one shoe, you know, one size that fits all.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of foreign in today's political climate. Everything's so polarized. You're either on the left or you're on the right.
Right.
But that's not how it is. And I don't think that that's how the majority of people are. But that's the narrative that's pushed. I would consider myself a centrist.
Okay. So we had seen that you had made that comment about when we were talking about anarchy on the live feed. Do you consider yourself still participating within this whole show that's going on? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, within the system, are you a supporter of the system, or are you more of a abolitionist kind of mindset when it comes to how things are today? I mean, I know you're intelligent based off of what you send me, so I'm just curious.
I think anarchy is the antibody to an unwell society. You know, it's the fractions of protest or riots, you know, more that rejects the current system.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that the U.S. government, based on the Constitution, is a problem. I believe that individuals have been corrupted over the years, over the decades. And so it's made the system out of whack.
Yeah, how do you fix right. it?
You know?
Gabe and I have actually talked about this. And I tend to lean towards anarchism for the sole fact that goes back to a conversation me and Gabe keep having is if it came down to what the country was originally supposed to be versus what we have now, I would choose what the country was supposed to be. But if I have to choose between what we have now and nothing, I would rather choose nothing.
I agree with that sentiment. You know, there was a certain level of sovereignty that states were supposed to have.
Correct.
But the federal government, with the creation of the Federal Reserve, has realized that if you print money and provide it to states, you can kind of strangle their choice.
Right.
You know, they'll always take the money.
Yeah.
Right, and especially if you can just keep printing it, and it doesn't matter what you spend because it doesn't exist really in the first place because it's fiat currency.
It doesn't matter
what you can do. You can do whatever you want, especially if everybody in the country is dumb as fuck and they can't catch on to what you're doing. And, you know, it's not like it's the people are just dumb. I mean, there are some dumb people, but they don't care enough to even dig into the truth of the matter. So they just keep, I mean, ignorance is bliss. Me and my girl were just talking about this last night. It's like, I could wish I had never went down any rabbit holes or anything like that because life would be
just
a whole lot
life
easier.
In the Matrix. Yeah.
Right. Just like Cypher. He chooses to go back and
he's
sell
like,
him out.
Make me rich. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't want to remember anything. So I had to go quiet down the docks real quick. So I didn't get to hear. So he is for an anarchist society, right?
No.
He said he believes in what we have. He just
I don't
want to
speak
that.
For him. Go ahead and
People who come to power become corrupt, basically, Post.
I believe that anarchy isn't a system that can govern a society, right? It's not meant to be that.
Because that's, yeah.
It's meant to give freedoms to the individuals, correct?
I believe that anarchy is and should be used to reject bad leadership. You know, so when we have riots or protests or things that go on in this country, those are elements of anarchy that work.
Yeah. You know,
but the issue that we're seeing with the continuation of protests, the anarchist system falls apart when everybody has an individualistic requirement.
Okay.
You know, so you get these smaller groups together that are constantly protesting or rioting for things. It almost destroys society in its own way.
Because there's no real leadership. That's what he's getting at, is that there's no, because everybody thinks essentially for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. That no real leadership and no real potential can be guided to accomplish a goal.
But do you think that is because we live in a society full of weak human beings nowadays? And that if we were to have that reset, do you think 100 years from now it would be what we think it'd be, because all the weak would be weeded out?
I think that, Post, I'm going to let you answer that. I just want to say something real quick.
Because I'm teeter-tottering between the thought of anarchy and an actual society of what we have right now.
A functioning.
Because I see bad in both.
A functioning and, in air quotes, anarchist society would require people a completely different mindset, because people are so reliant on the system as it is right now that if it would be like quitting, if you're a raging alcoholic and you quit cold turkey, you could probably die. Mm-hmm. That's the scenario that we would kind of be facing.
Yeah, the withdrawals.
If you don't do it right and you don't have a certain mindset, then it can kill you. As in, like, kill the civilization. Everything we would know would... Now, eventually, would it grow and we would adapt and overcome the situation? Yes. But it's an intermediate time is where things might be a little bumpy.
What's your take on that, Post?
The best example I can give is, the Wall Street protests during the early 2000s. It was the largest protest. It had the most influence at the time. The problem was that it got so large that when it was time for demands to be met, everybody had their own set of demands.
Oh, yeah.
Can't please everybody.
Right. And it weakens your position. You know, if now you've got infighting.
Yeah.
And this would be the same result of bad actors in other protests we've seen, placing bricks in the street.
Mm-hmm.
The optics of it, you're changing a peaceful protest into a violent riot, so now the media can spin it as, why should we give in to these demands? These people are animals.
100%.
Yeah, by them inserting agent provocateurs and
dudes walking around with umbrellas and smashing windows out of auto zones and shit.
And the combat boots.
And being called out by the African American community that the media is portraying to be the villain in the whole situation, when really they aren't even acknowledging why they're out there to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you have people, you know, agent provocateurs like Post was talking about, out there just stirring the pot and doing shit.
And
the
and
media says that this group is doing it when it really wasn't. And therefore, you have a narrative.
Yeah, we can't say they weren't.
Was there some, like, looting and shit? Yeah. Nobody's saying they're, you know. Yeah.
I've seen videos and videos.
There was also looting during Katrina.
There's a lot of dumb people out there, you know.
In Katrina, they were carrying giant TVs out and there's water up to their fucking waist. So there's always going to be people...
I just don't get why they don't go towards the problem.
On a bad situation, but you know, the government, that's its sole business is to perpetuate its own bullshit.
All right. So Post, we're going to be talking about the whole Afghanistan issue that's going on right now, us pulling out. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, man.
Man, what have you heard? Have you heard anything else come out of this shitstorm or what?
This has all been set up since 2003.
Speaking my language, my man.
there's articles that have been published, and I can provide those articles. Analysts for the CIA and China, that what they're trying to accomplish was a Chinese mining in the Middle East. And in 2003, China was granted that mining access through a contract with the Afghani government. The problem is the Taliban had no intentions of allowing foreign countries into their country, which rightfully so. If somebody showed up in our country trying to do this, you know, how would we feel about it?
I don't know. Because I know they are bad people, right?
There are, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, in any type of group.
Dude, that's just a polarity, man. There's always going to be good people. There's always going to be bad people. Good and evil are going to exist forever.
But my whole thing is kind of what I want to get your input on is everyone right now is upset about the way we pulled out. And I actually heard, I like to listen to a pretty good podcast called Breaking Points. And I don't know if you guys have heard about that, but they've been on like JRE. One news anchor is right, one news anchor is left. And they show that you can have a pretty, you know, civil conversation between monks and other and without the fighting. And ultimately can agree on things that, you know. And he said that he doesn't believe we could have gotten out maybe a little better by not leaving probably all that shit over there. But the way we were going to exit, it was ultimately going to be that way, regardless whoever had done it. Another 3 months wouldn't have helped. We shouldn't have been over there to fucking begin with. You had 20 years. Kind of want to get your opinion on that, Post.
You know, Afghan really fits in well with our conversation.
Yeah.
Regarding anarchy and kind of the division among people.
Mm-hmm.
Afghan is largely a country made up of many smaller groups. You know, you look at a force of 75,000 people being able to overthrow a government that's been established now for what, the last 15 years?
Yeah.
It goes without saying that when people are divided, there's no power amongst them. You know, there's really no reason for them to fight for that national identity, because what is their national identity?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
I don't know the answer for Afghanistan. I see how the way that the U.S. left leaves room for an interventionist
in the future
re-entry of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they left millions of dollars in equipment over there, I'm sure. I mean,
well, the media optics has turned to look at these poor people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see viral videos of them chasing after a plane, leaving the runway.
Yeah. See babies being handed over armored fences. And
yeah. These are all emotional images to get you to make an emotional decision about war, practically.
Yeah. We seem to have that problem a lot. People can't look at things objectively.
Well, and they're being trained to use their emotion their whole lives through media like Disney and. Like we were talking about how a lot of Disney films start out with trauma. It's all trauma based.
Yeah.
So they train you to use your emotions instead of your logic.
Yeah.
Or at least a balance of the two. And therefore, that's why you're so easily controlled. This is what we talk about when we're talking about our old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We can't always pander to their emotions because it's constantly changing.
Okay.
But if you can aim that and guide that, then there you go. You can establish narratives that much easier.
I've heard they feel as if the MK Ultra project was a success. It wasn't ultimately about complete mind control, like as we like to think. It's basically controlling human beings off of emotions. And that's what they're using in the media currently.
When I said a couple episodes back, I think.
Like what David Icke calls
how
it. mass manipulation or media manipulation.
They can't control what you think, but they can control how you think. And that this is where the conditioning comes in. Because that's how they've done it. Now, there's also Operation Mockingbird that the government or CIA is paying journalists to post certain information.
Post, what do you think about us leaving all that equipment over there? You think that was staged? You think that, I mean, it was certainly done on real,
purpose.
But do you think
it
was
done on purpose to further arm and fund
I guess he did. He did
the Taliban.
Did he? Yeah, for conflict.
I'm fucking super baked right now.
So if I was in charge of our efforts in Afghanistan and I seen our efforts falling apart, we've lost people's trust in the war, so to speak.
Yeah.
Of course, you leave the equipment behind in order to arm the next group that's going to keep China and Russia at bay. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of this, if it's not a humanitarian intervention, you know, while we're going to these countries, then it has to be to fend off ideological oncomings from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Russia has been there before. China's there now. Trying to stop a communist spread or threat to Western ideologies is basically all we're trying to do.
Yeah. And I think that China won't even come in there with a violent manner. I'm pretty sure they're smart enough to go in there with financial means. And because I hear they have $1 trillion in resources over there everyone's trying to go after. So.
Yes, sir. The mining operation that China was awarded and was agreed upon by the Taliban in 2017, it has an infrastructure deal as part of it. You know, China's going in there to finish the nation building process of this global world order.
Okay. For the Taliban?
Okay, so
For the country of Afghanistan.
Oh, for the country, okay.
Whether it's Taliban or...
Whoever's in power, yeah.
Right.
But you also just mentioned the global world order. So the new world order, I was actually thinking, what do you think as far as the Illuminati type conversation? You know, I don't necessarily believe that they call themselves the Illuminati, but that secretive group of people that kind of have their hands in everything all over the world. Is that what you mean by global world order? Or are you just talking about the UN?
Well, it's a group of people that have power, whether that power is derived from financial means or...
Like the elite.
Economic, right. You know, the world's elite. And some of those, to this point, are more or less oligarchs. You know, you look at individuals like Jeff Bezos or...
Elon Musk. All the high rollers. It's a big club and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
You know, they have these meetings. The meetings aren't necessarily secretive. You can look them up and find them. It's nothing different than think tanks. Them going to a place, you know, discussing what direction the world should go in and coming to an agreement with other countries on how they're going to accomplish this.
There's like one in Germany, I believe.
That's the Bilderberg.
Yeah.
Or however you say that. And then there's another one in California that happens every year. I can't remember the name of that
one. The one Alex Jones infiltrated?
No, that's Bohemian Grove. Oh. That's kind of.
Yeah.
But it's more just American right-wing political figures. Mostly.
Those are the meetings we need to pay attention to. Those meetings are dictating what's going on.
Yeah, but I doubt anybody's going to get in there.
Yeah, you're getting third party information about what's going on.
Yeah, which could lead us down a road we don't even know.
See, that's why I'm so skeptical. I love Alex Jones, but I'm also super skeptical.
Hell,
at the same
me and
time.
Justin have even talked. We're skeptical of ourselves because we don't even know if we're saying is fucking correct.
Right?
You know,
is the information we're basing all this off of? Is that misinformation?
Yeah, are we being
that's
propaganda?
Purposefully put out there?
Yeah.
It's weird, but, you know, I doubt it, but you know, there's always that.
That's always my problem with this stuff and like stats and stuff, you know, like
statistics are so easily skewed.
Who the fuck's taking those tests, you know, or those answering those questions. So
shut up. You just want my grandma to die, Gabe. So post, I got a couple of questions for you. Unless go ahead. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, earlier in this segment, you guys said that people didn't care. Or they might not care as much about what's going on. I don't think that it's that people don't care. You know, it goes back to the emotional state of individuals and the passion that they have for this. When I'm talking to somebody on the left or right, they have just as much passion and emotion, but it may be misinformed.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. They're listening to big media outlets. Like CNN, right. Fox News,
yeah. Right. The mock birds and the
people
orchards.
Will argue with you all day long on Facebook if you know if you got the time.
For sure.
Oh yeah, trust me, I know.
it's a scourge on the planet.
And I'm not a very good typer, so I'm always getting fucking made look like an idiot on there.
I always tell him how good he reads.
I'm like, hey guys, just fucking come on the show. And every time people don't want to come on, I don't know why. We're not hard people to talk to, you know. We're all human beings. We're all not perfect. We don't expect everyone on here to get everything right because we don't get everything right. You know?
But we should thing off of emotion.
One thing I've always argued with people about when they talk to me and they think that I'm maybe doing something harmful by speaking my mind, it's like, why? I'm a contributor to this society, to this country. Why can't I have a voice? You know, I'm always letting everybody know that I'm not always 100% sure on everything. Go do your own homework.
Let's talk about it, though.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not your teacher. I can't. I don't want to even tell you what I believe. I just want to tell you the information and let you figure it out, what, you know, filter out what you believe is true or not. So
I'm sure Post can attest. It's like anybody who really takes the time to look into the shit that we kind of talk about eventually starts to say the same things.
Yeah.
Because it's the truth. And a lot of this shit you can't really argue with because they admit to it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we still get called a conspiracy theorist, you know, 70 years later.
I mean, shit, we'd know plenty that were true. So I'm sorry.
You attack the individual instead of the message at that point. You know, so when you're saying what you comment on Facebook or other social media platforms, I don't know what you use, and they immediately go after your typing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking objectively at the message you're trying to send.
Mm-hmm. They're just mad I'm not typing with a thesaurus in my hand.
Or they start dishing out personal attacks because they start to realize that their argument really has nothing to stand on.
Yeah.
So therefore, to keep up the emotion and the adrenaline dump, they got to just keep making him just go further with the argument to where it wasn't even supposed to go.
You all remember 2012, Facebook had conducted a behavioral test, right?
Yes, I believe
so. I do not know about that.
Facebook wanted to see if they could impact people's moods by filtering their news feed a certain way. Going back to emotionally triggering individuals, this was funded by, you know, Army Research Centers. A lot of what we're seeing now is a direct result of that.
Kind of that that brainwashing type, you know, experiment. I mean,
right? The government. Crazy.
It's not necessarily brainwashing what people think, where you fucking sit there in a chair and we're what is that thing called that they rock in your face?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Kind of hypnotize you, brainwash you. You know what I mean? Like, fucking pendulum. That's not what we're talking about. They're fucking with us on here, dude. I mean, they're running experiments.
Just like we're shadow banned on Facebook. They are not pushing our content at all.
Because
a lot of our posts have those flagged words in them.
Hey, but they're a private company, right?
But I mean, then it's like the algorithm comes in. Are quantum computers and AI ruling the world post? Did we lose him?
No, I'm here. Oh, okay. I missed what you said.
Oh, he said.
Do you think quantum computers and AI are ruling the world right now?
Not yet.
Okay.
When I look at AI in the moment, each node is a person, right? So our connectivity to the internet is what really makes AI work and function. Each individual is a synapsis within that brain. It's interconnected all of us in a way that, we're not really individuals anymore.
Okay, I get where you're going with this.
And this is going way down the rabbit hole along the lines of what we've been discussing. But so how do you get a cohesive experience from something that's made up of 7 billion individuals?
Justin.
Somebody has to control.
Right. There'd have to be some a point, like some sort of centralization of that information for it to be useful.
Yeah. So something now, has to control it.
Would it be something like, do you watch Westworld?
I don't.
You don't? Well, in the last season of Westworld, it was like a futuristic society, and they have like these android robots that they could just 3D print for this this Wild West experience theme park type thing, right? Well, she gets out, one of these androids becomes sentient, gets out into the real world. It's a futuristic society, and a robot literally controls everything, and she's able to communicate with it because she's a fucking robot too, like a sentient robot too. Do you think that that's kind of like where it could be going? That type of everything just goes into one dope ass computer, and it's just telling people what to do via emails and CGI animated fucking TV series and all this other shit, you know, way down the line. That's going down the rabbit hole. But what do you think about that?
He's like, what the fuck?
He's like, saying? This guy's fucking retarded.
Jesus Christ. Justin's a little high.
A little bit.
I believe that's a little farther off. If there's agencies at the moment that specialize in conducting these types of operations of control, I'll call them. You look at the Russian interference into the elections. Every country interferes in elections. They targeted people using memes. I would argue that the majority of people don't create memes themselves. They just perpetuate those memes.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah, I'm very guilty.
I love memes. I fucked up a few times.
AI is able to pretty accurately create content that people will then perpetuate themselves. You know, who knows if the memes are created by an individual or if they're created by this computer system.
So we're feeding the machine.
Yeah, they're just planting seeds and then changing
shit.
Changing the outcomes of shit.
That's crazy. Dom, you got a question for a post?
Yeah, you've been awfully quiet over there.
Awfully quiet. We got Dom on the mic today. He's filling in for Austin and David. So
no, I've just been listening. Yeah. I'm just soaking it all in.
Okay. You got a question for him or no?
Nah.
Actually, okay, I got one more question, then post. We're probably going to let you go. If you have anything else.
I got
okay.
a couple questions also.
All right, because we're taking up a lot of his time here. We're sorry, post. What do you think about the Libertarian Party? I always like to ask people this. Because I'm on the fence of I go back and forth from wanting to stop supporting the system to giving libertarians a chance, especially, you know, I'm a big follower and supporter of Spike Cohen.
The system as a whole is created based off of the traditions and morals, so to speak.
Okay.
But I think we live in a society that is beyond the morals and traditions that got us here.
Okay.
My question would be, how does libertarianism fit into where it seems people are trying to go at the moment?
But see, libertarianism also promotes that individuality mindset. And it's also a part of the system itself. It's also feeding into that. So if you can't, if the individual can't really grasp the balance between the collective and the self, then things are still out of whack. However that fits into that. Fuck, dude.
I'm just wondering, just because they speak a big game, and I just wonder if they're even, if they're just a bunch of, you know, talk like the rest of the other groups.
They don't even get
on,
that.
On nationalism, you know, and I believe we need more nationalism.
Okay.
But, you know, going back, we live in a global world now. Our economy is global. Each country has their own economic production that other countries need. How would a system like that work in the current world? You know, you would produce a lot of enemies. And I think.
Do you think it would work?
I mean, we have the strongest, the biggest military in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we spend more money on military than the other two countries on the list below us combined.
Yeah.
Combined, it's like 25 countries, right? The next 25. And like a bunch of them are our allies. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the exact numbers. I think I got that from that fucking...
the meme that the AI generated.
Yeah, exactly. all right.
No, we use our military to protect our interests, supposedly nationally, but I don't think that a lot of the things we do are for the best for our nation as it is. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
But if the world's so tied up globally, you know, with global trade and everything, we sort of have to intervene in some of these countries. You know, how are people going to get their toilet paper? You know, the U.S. doesn't produce anything.
Yeah.
We're a services economy.
I know. We kind of fucked ourselves on that.
Well, that's...
We did.
That's also...
I mean, can't that change, though? I mean, I feel like if we really wanted to...
Well, that also goes into the elite. That also goes into the elite, and because they obviously own all the big corporations that control all this shit, and they also have power and influence to set precedents.
Yeah. I mean...
Nobody wants to mine in the U.S. You know,
right.
They use global warming or climate change as... the reason why we shouldn't, you know, don't dig into the earth and create anything from it.
Oh, yeah.
While, you know, China's still doing that.
With the whole climate change and everything.
At a ridiculous rate.
I mean, a ridiculous rate.
But we are China, affecting the earth doing that, right?
Yes, but not as bad as what they make it seem. Now, if you're...
How do we know that?
If you're mining up whole regions, that's clearly a fucking issue. You're just leaving a crater behind. But that's a part of the conditioning as well, is that there are other ways to get these resources. That way you don't have to have these pits or that many of them. You could just have one. Thorium, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You can get thorium out of almost any rock, or it's available in any biological, you know, whatever, natural shit. So you can mine it just out of just straight rock.
What do you think, Post?
For nuclear, it's like nuclear energy, but supposedly a lot safer, and one of them is here. One of the two thorium mines in the world, and the biggest one is here in Missouri.
You know, we're so focused on transitioning from fossil fuels into electrification. Look up a lithium mine.
Right, dude. We talked about that a few times on the show.
Yeah.
Right. You think that's not impacting the earth?
Yeah, the batteries that make those cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane the hypocrisy that they're they're able to just perpetuate based solely off of people's emotions. If they could just make them sad a little bit, they got them.
Yeah. I was looking this up right now. I was watching War Dogs yesterday, a good movie about gun runners. And they were saying how it costs like the U.S. $20 billion just for air conditioning while we were in Afghanistan a year.
What the fuck?
A year. It's fucking wild, man. I mean.
Oh, man.
But, gotta keep people cool.
Yeah, got to. And there's a lot of resources over there we're trying to protect. They said most of the opium was coming out of, I believe, Afghanistan or the Middle East itself.
Right. When we took over Afghanistan.
And what do we.
Opium production skyrocketed.
Yeah. What do we love in our country? We like our.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man.
Our fucking prescription pills. So it's fucking crazy. It's crazy when you compare Western medicine and Eastern medicine.
Yeah. You know? Man, don't listen to those hippies. They don't know anything.
I mean, I don't know why we just don't try to, you know,
just fucking
incorporate both.
Pump a bunch of petroleum byproducts into you. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
So, Post, I got a question for you real quick. Are you FBI, huh?
I've never been calling you this. Justin has. So.
Are you our FBI agent?
I do work for local government.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I told you.
God damn it. Post, be kind to us, man.
don't kill my dog.
I don't have to watch my fucking back.
You all are on the radar.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I knew it. We're on the list. He's
fucking with us.
Post, you fucking with us?
It depends on how high are you guys right now.
I'm coming down.
I plead the fifth. I'm going to need to call my lawyer.
Smoking, so. I'm still in the middle somewhere.
It was just tobacco. And... So, okay, that negates my my next question, because I didn't know. I was going to ask if you could relate to Ray Finkel in any way. But if you say you work for local government, I'm going to take that as a no.
Could I relate to what?
Ray Finkel.
That's his code name. We can't discuss.
Yeah, that. Yeah. We have a guy.
We have another one listens. Like you.
Yeah, somebody who wants to stay anonymous, and I call him Ray Finkel. So.
Yeah.
Well, we live in a society of cancel culture, you know, man.
Yeah.
You got to protect the message at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. We get worried about
that, too. We're sticking our necks out here like retards. Yeah. For no fucking reason, when it's just the truth is going to survive no matter what is said about it.
We just got tired of talking about this shit, too, just me and him. And we felt like other people should hear this, too, because majority of the time we see people in groups and it's like they have this mob mentality. They all just become idiots.
Gang shit.
And then when you take them individually and have discussions with them, they actually see like, oh, yeah, you're right. Why the fuck am I thinking this way or supporting this?
Yeah, the individual smart is just when they get together is when they're stupid. I think that was Carlin or somebody who talked about that shit.
Yes, mob rule.
Yeah. You
know? We live in mob rule every day we get on Facebook and voice an opinion that's not popular.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to say, Post?
No, not that I can think of.
All right, man. Well,
we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We thank you for being on. Hopefully more people will come on too. See, you can be anonymous.
Yeah,
you can come on and be anonymous. Totally fine with us. You know, hopefully.
How much did that voice changer cost you?
It's actually all free software.
Oh no, shit! Well, There you go, people. For free, you can be anonymous on P3.
It's not going to protect you if you know an organization like NSA digs into it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So, well, maybe they'll leave their files open for a few weeks so I could dig through and find out who you are.
All right, Post.
All right, man. We appreciate you. We're going to stay in touch with you, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right, you too, sir. Or ma'am. I got a piss.
Oh, man.
And
that was Post, guys.
Smoke a cigarette. Holy shit. That was such a good conversation.
Yeah, that was.
That's the kind of conversations that we all need to be having with each other.
Remember, numbers, people, numbers.
Keeping it real.
That wins, man. We need more of everyone coming out. Don't be scared. And
paint half your face blue.
If you have a little bit of, where it kind of interferes with your money, do what Post does, man. Fucking put on
just,
a fucking.
Just have some kids. Changer. The government will send you some money. Use that money to buy weapons.
All right, we'll be back.
You have anything I can't. Poke? I can't get into Skyrim.
The poker's in there. Little wood pieces in there.
I've never gotten into Skyrim. Are you excited for the new one that Microsoft is creating?
I'm not like a Skyrim nerd. So I just started playing Elder Scrolls, I guess would be the correct terminology.
Yeah. It's all the same thing.
I just started this is the first one I've played, and I'm a big Witcher fan. So until they come out with a new Witcher, because Cyberpunk fucking sucked. It was all right. No, gameplay was glitchy as fuck.
Yeah. That better?
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I haven't played it since all the new updates, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just started playing it because it was free on the Game Pass. So I was like, fuck it, I'll play it. I ain't got nothing better to do.
So Battlefield 5 coming out.
Dude, that's just going to be sick.
2042, you mean?
It's going to be fucking sick.
5's already out.
Yeah, I've got 5.
Yeah. I'm buying. I got 5 too. I'm buying that shit.
I know, dude. I don't want to get a new system, man.
You don't have to. Just
we're just not going to be able to get in the big lines.
Yeah, just go buy the Series S.
No, this asshole forgot to
Series S
game sharing with me.
You never fucking play.
Thank you. Yeah.
In the wintertime, I do. In the wintertime, I do.
Why? Work slow?
Nah, just ain't much to do.
True.
Summer,
true.
You know, I'm out riding or out places, you know, with the fam.
Riding. he's a South Park bike.
$300, you can get the lower end new system. Series S.
What's the difference between the higher one and the lower?
Just basically power.
Oh, okay.
I've got more RAM and stuff.
Flip that. Yeah.
Oh, you getting sound from it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just poking this shit.
So you said what?
just RAM, gigabytes of RAM and teraflops and all that.
I got that external hard drive, so.
That'll work with it.
Yeah.
That'll still work with it.
So we're just going to.
So $300.
Just three. Yeah.
Are we just going to skip over the fact that we got a fucking government official?
I know.
Feeding us post. Misinformation.
I'm not going to lie, Post. I
you're scaring the fuck out of us right now.
Nah,
I don't know if we're just high or if you're scared. Really
if it's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless.
Just don't kill my fucking dogs.
Wow. What? Don't kill my kids. Shit, right?
Don't kill my kids and my dogs.
Don't kill my family, bro. If you're going to come after somebody, just come after me.
Yeah, dog. Just fucking.
I got life insurance, dog, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Nah, he'll take that away, too.
Or
and just no motherfuckers. I
we will sell out.
24/7.
We will sell out.
We will sell out. So there's always that option.
Justin will shill.
I'll shill my balls off for the right amount.
Goddamn! All that fucking talk, dude. And
I know. Already, dude.
Oh, shit.
I'll go Joe Rogan in a fucking heartbeat.
Goddamn.
That motherfucker. Oh shit! So, dude, we really covered everything with Post.
Pretty much.
Literally.
Except for I want to ask him next time what position he holds in the government. We're over here thinking he's some type of politician. He's probably the janitor.
You also have to think about it like this.
I'm just playing, Post. I'm just playing.
Oh, fuck. Cleaning toilets at City Hall, bro. Yeah.
Like the janitor on Joe Dirt. Remember, he was actually the mob guy?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah. You're talking to my friend all wrong here. Do it again.
I'll stab your face with a soldering iron.
Good movie,
but who knows? Because he wanted to stay anonymous. You really think he's going to tell you?
Hey, man, if he is or if he isn't, at least he had the balls to come on here. I give him that. So
I was kind of
ain't that scary, people.
I was kind of hoping he was going to be Ray Finkel, bro.
We love everybody. Yeah, Ray Finkel. If you're out there, fucking hit us up.
Code name Ray Finkel.
Voice changer. And I know well. You can
if
get
he
a
hears
kid.
This, he'll know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah,
I know some. I know the person who cut your hair. So if that has anything,
great. I'm gonna have to edit that out now. Thanks, Justin.
Fucking idiot. I suck. You ain't gotta cut that out.
Write that down.
I ain't gotta cut that out.
Where's the pen at? Hand me that pencil.
You see, you're fucking paranoid. Post. You got my boy fucking paranoid as shit.
Finkel meets Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
What the fuck?
Never seen a Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Dude, I've seen Ace Ventura.
I'm sure that's where you got
billions of times. Yeah that's exactly. Where else have you heard Ray Finkel other than Ace Ventura?
That used to be our movie, ain't it, Dom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I got my brother Dom on here today.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What up?
He's pretty quiet during the post interview.
Yeah, he was lost.
Oh, I just didn't know who it was. I mean, clearly, do we. Clearly, y'all don't know either. Do we?
Yeah, we didn't know either.
It's the beauty of it. It's exciting.
Yeah, post has been sending us like a lot of shit, you know, through Messenger, like I said.
And yeah, he's been contributing a lot to the show.
Yeah, here, but we appreciate that shit, man. Like, for real, from the bottom of our hearts, man, we fucking appreciate all that, you know.
And if you ever want to leak some classified shit, you know where to do it at.
Yeah. Hey, and y'all can also leave audio messages for me. If you don't feel comfortable talking to us directly, just go on there, record an audio message, and send it to the show. We'll play it. You know, we can keep you anonymous. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. Just let us know. We ain't here to fuck y'all over, man. We fighting for everybody's rights, you know, in some way, I guess, you know, we're hoping this is kind of our fight, you know, putting this content out.
We love you. Trying to make you see the world.
You know, we're having to open up our lives, you know, for this show. And, you know, it's a little scary sometimes, you know, it is.
It's exciting. Danger,
you know. But it's still a little, you know, fuck, man. We know everybody's judging the fuck out of us, but man.
And y'all know by now we ain't suicidal, so.
We don't give a fuck, so. How you like that? That's some good shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you smoke like that, though, bro. I've never been able. Even when I used to smoke all the time, I've never been able to do
that. Well, usually a bowl will get me through like 2 or 3 days.
Damn.
Because I only smoke.
But those joints, they burn faster.
Oh, well, it's the weekend and we're fucking recording, so yeah, why not?
That's true. But,
had a killer workout today until.
Yeah, what'd you do today? Well, how's your weekend been?
It's been all right.
Yeah, been all right.
What'd yeah, I did arms today.
Oh, yeah? Can't tell.
You're a fucking asshole.
What'd you do this weekend, Dom?
None. Just hang out with the family.
Yeah.
Oceans of fun, you know?
Hell yeah.
Kind of jealous.
Do you have a anything you want to talk about on the show?
Come on, don't be a pussy.
You kind of gave me an hour's notice.
Yeah, I know.
We
had a lot of technical difficulties.
I'm here to make the call whenever you need.
Happen in the middle of my workout, man. Oh. I get the message.
I'm just the backup, but
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
next man up mentality.
Yeah, let us know about the audio. This is our first time doing it, you know, where we're at right now in an undisclosed location, you know, deep in a bunker.
The bat cave.
Yeah, the bat cave. So hopefully it sounds all right. I don't have any soundproofing down here. But now I will. I didn't think.
And you know? Just in case you were wondering, the weights in the bat cave, real fucking dusty.
Nah,
real fucking dusty, bro. They're looking good, too.
I rhino-lined them motherfuckers.
Hey, you need to have the Jocko flag over here somewhere.
Nah, it stays in the gym, bro. It stays in the gym.
Why?
Because when I'm pumping iron, I look and we look dead in each other's eyes and just we vibe like that. You know, just
so how respect, often does that child, happen?
Respect. You make me feel like less of a bitch. I'm good.
Anyways, I think we're allowed to talk about the Chinese.
Plus, ain't dusty either.
Huh?
My girl works out down here too. She worked out this morning. What her fine ass. Yeah, I was creeping. So, but we're in an undisclosed location. We're not in my basement, Justin. Shut the fuck up. All right. God damn. We just got told we're on the government's fucking watch.
They know where you live, stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn. So now,
what are we talking about today, Justin? I know we just talked about with Post.
We were going to be going over, without getting into 9/11 a whole lot, going to go over the war in the Middle East.
We'll just, you know, brief them over that, why we even got into this war. Well, the supposed reason that everybody likes to stand by.
What, weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah. No, the Twin Towers. That was the people's reason. That was our reason. We were upset about that. You know,
well, but that
what was the what was military and government's true intentions?
Resources,
yeah.
And conflict.
Yeah, we've seen that off of WikiLeaks.
War is good.
Join Assange and all that.
It goes in the military industrial complex. War is good for the economy because it drives production, especially when you have an endless budget like the government and the Federal Reserve, and you know,
on War Dogs, it says it's its own economic system. Yeah, it's something like economy. Pretty wild.
It is wild.
Yeah.
And they see, I don't know if we should even say a whole lot about it because we're in that.
Because we don't agree. I mean, the fucking Libertarian Party posts this shit too. They don't give a fuck. I mean, what the fuck?
Just like on the live stream, I was talking about Raytheon and Lockheed.
Man, we ain't nobody, bro.
That's true. But.
But in that movie, have you seen War Dogs with Jonah Hill and
yeah,
I say like
it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and they even said on there, where the fuck was I going with this?
Where were you going with that?
Oh, when they got paid, when they ran those guns through the Triangle of Death.
Yeah,
whose money do they get paid by?
American tax dollars.
No.
I don't remember.
Remember when they open up the door and there's like billions of dollars stacked up on there and they're like, what the fuck? Like they confiscated Osama bin Laden's money or Saddam Hussein's money when they killed him. Yeah. Billions of dollars, bro. Now, whether or not that was true or not, they said it was based on true events. You know, I know it's a real story.
Well, we also know.
So they were using his money to pay them for the guns, for those Berettas.
Because they were trying to establish their own.
What were they doing?
Economy.
But if they had all that money, what were they doing with
and their own currency?
Because what were they doing with our money? Were they filtering it? Was it literally a money laundering?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're going to use this drug deal or this terrorist money and we're just going to pocket the taxpayers' money? I mean, how does that work?
Well, he had a bunch of America money because that's what it pretty much used all over the world.
Yeah.
When it comes to oil, and if you think oil is a big reason why we're over there, then it makes sense that they would have American money.
I think a multitude of reasons.
And especially if they're being paid.
Resources.
By the government. Because clearly they don't try to hide their tracks very well, because just based off of what we know and what's going on right now in Afghanistan.
Because they know
them leaving billions of dollars worth of equipment out for the Taliban of all fucking people.
Yeah. What do you think, Dom?
Aren't they eligible to start selling again here in like a year?
Selling what?
The arms dealing.
Private contractors.
That, yeah, I think they're eligible here in a year or so again.
Shit. I'm sure they made a lot of restrictions.
I think they had like a 10-year ban or a 20-year ban.
Well, they got fucked up because they were selling that Chinese ammunition.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. What the fuck does that even matter?
They banned Russian importation of ammunition, so Tula ammo and
a lot of
7.62 like AK ammo.
Shit, thank God.
That shit's gonna be hard to come by. Good thing I don't have any AKs.
Yeah, good thing,
because I'm a real American.
Yes,
even though Kalashnikov has a manufacturer here in the United, I guess that would be American to have a Kalashnikov, right? If it's American made.
If it's made here on U.S. soil, right?
Too bad you're not going to be able to find ammo for it.
I know, dude. Ammo's ridiculous right now. Gun shows are ridiculous. I went to a gun show not too long ago, and just the prices on shit. Talk about price gouging.
The Middle East.
Damn, we're trying to die. Now we're talking shit on fucking companies.
Have you ever heard of OPEC?
No.
Go and bring that up real quick. OPEC. O-P-E-C.
What is it?
OPEC, all capital. It's an abbreviation. Or whatever that word is.
What do you want me to bring up?
It's an organization comprised of different countries about oil. It's a whole oil monopoly thing. There's a Netflix documentary about it, too.
OPEC.org. In accordance with its statute, the mission of the organization of the petroleum exporting countries is to coordinate and unify the petroleum policies of its members' countries and ensure the stabilization of oil markets in order to secure an efficient economic and regular supply of petroleum to consumers, a steady income to produce a fair return on capital for those investing in the petroleum industry.
That's another reason why we're over there. Oil. There's proof via OPEC. just an open organization. Oil, whack, drugs. We know about the opium. So as far as Afghanistan goes, why we just pull out immediately? Post had talked about it, about arming the next group that would fight. So we're, which he's right when he says that, because it's the Taliban that's going to fight either the Russians or China if they were to try to go into Afghanistan.
Yeah, but I mean,
but they now it's like, why do we keep funding? You call them a terrorist group, so why do you keep funding them? You know, we should have never been over there to begin with, because it's all based on lies and big business.
Or why didn't they just, when they got done killing the two people they accused, why didn't they hop, you know, back out? I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to rebuild
because
their
government.
Because
that's not
there.
Right. Yeah, this goes into Tim Kennedy
democracy.
Talking about the Green Beret being trained. That's one of their
objectives. Yeah, but look what they put in power. They put the president of Afghanistan, or who was it? Was it the president? Of that Kabul place or whatever?
Yeah, he left.
Or mayor, whatever the fuck they call him over
there. He skeeted out.
Yeah, he fucking hopped on a helicopter full and a bag full of cash and said, bye.
Deuces.
Later.
Now, especially when you consider that Israel played a big part in 9/11. Pretty sure the passports that they found were Israelis, right? Or was that
on 9/11?
Yeah,
for I think there was like 15 of them were
the hijackers.
Then they catch them in Egypt or something like that.
Catch who? No, they all died.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, I'm talking about something else. Never mind.
Are you talking about the dancing Israelis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know about the dancing Israelis then?
Not much, but
so,
I've heard about it.
Fuck, this is...
Hold on, I want to hear about this because I didn't...
All right, this is going to get brought back up in our 9/11
episode.
Theories
of a Third Kind have an episode on it too.
Yeah.
What's that shit called? Patreon. I need to donate to them. I want to hear that episode. They're pretty good. They do a very good job.
So, just to give a summary on who the dancing Israelis are. When Trump was talking about Middle Eastern people dancing whenever the Twin Towers got hit, and they were trying to kind of make it about Iraqis or, you know, like terrorists. They were supporting the terrorists. Well, that was true because it turns out that they got pulled over with all this shit in a van. They got arrested. Deported to Israel, where they were from. And then they later went on an Israeli talk show talking about why they were over there. They were there to observe the event. And they're saying this on an Israeli talk show. So, now, there's also people who say that the planes that crashed into the Twin Towers were all silver and they didn't have any airline markings on them. So that's kind of weird, but that's eyewitness testimony.
On the planes?
On the planes.
Yeah, they were unmarked.
Also, the CGI involved, we had talked about this on a previous episode, that the wing goes behind a building that is clearly off in the distance further than the plane was.
Yeah.
So how the fuck does that happen?
But we do know people died, though.
We do know people died. But now,
how do you have those both?
What if the planes that originally took off were forced to land somewhere, change planes, and therefore, look at the movie with the survivors.
I thought they had video of the planes going into. They do have video.
Yeah.
There's no company logo on there.
Allegedly. This is a conspiracy theory. All right. So that they are changed planes.
Oh, no, dog.
Or it's a, I think it also includes maybe like a remote control source. But so what happened to the people that were on the planes then? If that's the case,
they fucking got obliterated in there.
Well, if they weren't in the plane, if it was like a RC plane,
kind of like that plane that landed and that crashed down in Pittsburgh, they couldn't find part of it.
Yeah. They tried to say there was
literally nothing left, but you would think.
And they had a video of the Pentagon, but then it was real grainy or some shit.
Well, it's missing whenever
from
the
like a gas station.
The frames.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have cameras all over the Pentagon.
The frames that actually showed what had actually happened, that should have showed the plane crashing into the Pentagon. We haven't seen it.
Nope. That's one of the most secure buildings in the world, too.
And there's nothing. The only thing we got is gas station CCTV footage.
Yeah. And for some reason, that part was empty.
Yeah, part was evacuated.
And there was also, lost a bunch of paperwork to accounts.
On September 11th, Donald Rumsfeld announced that they were missing trillions of dollars. And then the next day, the same offices that held those records
were empty
and hit by a plane that there's no footage of and no debris of. It's weird. Plus, the only thing that the government has done is the 9/11 Commission report, and that is what everybody refers to as the official narrative as far as hijackers hijacked the planes, they hate our freedom type shit.
So, let's skip over that. That'll be a whole nother episode in itself. Yeah, look into it, the 9/11 conspiracy. They got a bunch of different videos you can watch on it. They're hard to find now on YouTube, but go look into them. There's podcasts. I think Theories of a Third Kind does a good job.
Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts.
Conspiracy Guys. Hell, even on JRE, they've had plenty of conversations about it. But 9/11 happens. Everybody starts enlisting. We head over there looking for fucking Osama bin Laden. Then what?
Now, Osama bin Laden's family was also in New York.
Yeah, and they...
Because he comes from a wealthy oil family.
They sent him out on a private jet. Like
They flew him out on private jets.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fishy shit that goes into 9/11, man.
Yeah. I know, but we get over there. We look for him. We end up finding.
That doesn't include if we go into him actually being an FBI agent.
Yeah.
Or a CIA agent. Because there's a... some information that would suggest that he was.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, it's hard fucking telling, but we're going to dig into that later.
So what? We get over there and what, Justin? We've been over there for the last 20 years.
But now, like you said, we already have special forces in the Congo right now.
Oh, yeah.
Already. Yeah. It was like 3 or 4 days after we pulled out of Afghanistan. We're already sending troops to the Congo.
To fight terrorists. Something about taking refuge like in fucking... the fucking mountains ridiculous. Or some shit. But, I think that the way how everything went down, I talked about this on the live video... I couldn't see it going any different,
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be like that,
Yeah, so for everyone to be like, oh, we could have done this, this, and that. Fuck, if they would have done that, they would have done it. They had 20 years to do it.
They left fucking cold turkey.
And Post had good points on, why.
Yeah.
All that shit happened. Yeah. All these things happen for a reason, everybody. It's not random. It's just random. All this shit's set in motion. Maybe some things are, plans don't go accordingly. So, yeah, some random shit happens, but they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Now, who? Who knows what the fuck they're doing, Gabriel?
That's the question. We don't know.
I know.
Do you? And who is that, Justin?
The fucking lizards, bro.
Oh, my God. You and the fucking lizards, man. The
fucking lizards.
Man, I'm going to get Post back on. Tell you to shut up.
Do you know what? We're going to talk to Post about the lizards next time.
Yeah.
I want to know what he...
What do you think, Dom?
About what?
The reptilians.
Shit, how we fucking pulled out.
Alfred Draconians.
Like, I pretty much agree with what you said.
Yeah, you think we're going to go back?
Eventually.
Yeah,
What am I missing?
I asked him what
Do you think we'll go back?
Yeah, do you think we'll go back?
Go back to what?
Afghanistan.
Oh, what's that got to do with the lizards?
We're not talking about lizards.
No, he's talking about
Oh,
by my opinion.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we can't stay away.
Yeah. Now, sad for all the guys who went over there and fought, you know. And
well, at this day and age, you think they would understand what the fuck they were doing when they enlisted. Brothers. But yeah. People don't because they don't.
Well, fuck, they take these kids 18 years old out of high school. You know, they don't fucking know, man.
People don't.
You want that sports
car.
Don't
know who they are.
You can get that sports car.
Yeah, I know.
Usually a Charger.
Right. Yeah, we'll give you that.
And that's what's sad, man, is that, you know, like, think about all these people who lost their son and daughters, you know, like, damn, bro, that's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Just to pull out and then take back over, you know?
For nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing.
I mean, they saved
and
a lot.
Biden's fucking.
Well, hold on. They saved a lot of people. They did. And I see a lot of the humanitarian work that's going on with the military. They're out there. They're trying to help these people. So
it's been like that for thousands of years. Can't be conquered.
Yep.
So the only real thing we can take away from this is that guerrilla warfare works.
If you can outlast them.
Yeah, if you didn't learn after fucking Vietnam, and you definitely need to be learning after Afghanistan. Yeah, the whole Middle East it's different, man.
And why did they have so many fucking people joining? That's what I want to know.
Dude, see, that's the thing.
Are we doing something
what
over
really
there that's
is,
fucking driving them to...
They're well-trained. I think a lot of the military that
they
trained
are
now...
How are they manipulating these people to join their... I mean, is it just you get your 740 virgins and they're just like, hell yeah, let's sign up?
It's the same thing as any government. What does any government want? It wants control of the people and control of the resources.
Yeah.
That's what the Taliban is. But now we've armed and trained them for so long that they have, example, they have better trigger control than half of the people on Facebook.
we taught them that.
They have better muzzle control. Like, not all of them. All of them.
How about
saying, not
I've
all
seen
of
some
them,
videos,
because
bro.
I've seen some shady shit.
I've seen a dude use an AK-47 as a guitar.
Yeah. That video was fucking hilarious. But, so what is it? Is that the Afghani, you know, military that we've been training this whole time? Is that how it works? Or are we training them in secret bases over in Afghanistan? No,
nah,
we're not doing that.
Nah.
It would be easier just to go, hey... Since we're setting up a new government, we're responsible for its military, training its military. And then they know, the high-ups in Afghanistan government know that we're eventually going to leave. And what's the plan when they leave?
Join back up.
Join. Now, okay. Come we were actually us. Working we for the you. Taliban the entire time because we want to use your resources,
ooh,
your training, to now
shit.
Govern ourselves.
Your weapons.
Bro. We can now, so we now have the resources to govern ourselves and protect ourselves and therefore consume other weaker fucking governments and shit.
So you think that they didn't know they were doing that, but probably the higher ups of each organization
did. No, that's the plan. That's the plan because they're a piece on the chessboard. To perpetuate the war cycle, to perpetuate the machine.
Machine. Damn, you on to something, Justin.
I'm high.
You
as
on?
Shit.
To, you high as fuck. That's some fucking conspiracy for your ass.
But dude, but see that's the kind of shit you got to think about if you choose to believe in like an Illuminati, like all the rich and powerful, super elite people all over the world, not just in America, are on the same side, and there is backdoor dealings, eyes wide shut, everybody's fucking each other parties. Super Elite. That's a good fucking movie. Gives you, it's a lot of fucking symbolism, but go watch Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Gives you good picture of how some of this shit would look.
Okay.
Masquerades. But then there's girls that, you know, prostitutes that have come out about their stories about being at shit like that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. These fucking old dudes are disgusting. What else you got, Gabe? Dom?
I don't know. We're talking about the war, dog.
How can we make it about the lizards? I'm going to take a break real quick. What time is it? Okay. It's only 2:00. Yeah, let's take a break real quick.
All right. So Dom had to leave. I gave him short notice. That's my fault. We had a couple guys call in.
He's going to have a lot of fun. So
he didn't even know what we were going to be talking about. But next time I'll try to give him a better heads up.
Shit, we didn't even know what we were going to talk about till fucking Thursday.
If anybody ever wants to come on the show, hit us up. We'll have you on.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a better heads up notice. But I do need my emergency contacts. So next time I'll get Julian on here. And especially when we're in a jam like this. So, all right, man. So back on the Iraq war. Go over a little bit. We're kind of, you know, all over the place. You know how P3 is, but, you know, we're just kind of giving you a little bit of stuff just to look into and, you know, get you started, and you do the rest of the digging yourself. That way we're not accused of manipulating your mind.
Whatever, man. Oh, shit. So
we end up starting what? We end up going to war basically in 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that whole shock all bombing thing campaign.
Yeah. That was like four different countries.
Yeah.
An estimated 151,000 to 1,330,000.
Yeah.
1,033,000 Iraqis died in the first 3 to 5 years of conflict. And it just came out that most of the drone strikes that Obama had had approved were on civilians. They killed more civilians than they did potential terrorists. Or, you know, if they were terrorists or not, they killed more fucking innocent people. Yeah. It was like more bombs.
I mean, isn't that war, though? I mean,
he got a Nobel Peace Prize. That's a crazy shit.
There are casualties.
Just because he was black.
There are casualties of innocence in war, right?
There is, but if you're knowingly...
You think he knowingly?
Yeah. They drops. Just a second. Here, let's find out exactly. How many bombs did Obama... Okay. I'm trying to find something that's...
I mean, in my opinion, I'm pretty sure if they would have told him, hey, this is all civilians here, he wouldn't approve something like that. I would like to think.
It's like 20 to 25,000 seems to be a common number. The Guardian, 26,171 bombs in 2016.
God damn.
In 2016 alone, and I think looks like 2018 via Forbes. When was this published here? This was published in 2018 in November. The same 14,000.
That's crazy. That's a lot. We may not have the exact numbers, just know it's a lot.
This is just on Afghanistan. Looks like 2018, they dropped a total of 5,201 bombs. But this also goes back to 2004, where it went from 86... 2007, 1700. I mean, we're just dropping hella bombs on Afghanistan.
How many people did they say died, innocent people died from that?
I can't.
I know I've heard seen thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. So who knows even if that number's right, but I know it's a lot.
So all the damage. Now, why are we over there anyways, right?
I mean, we've been over there for a long time.
A long fucking time.
The Gulf War and all that, right? Wasn't the Gulf War over there? Or no?
I don't know. Are you talking about what? The Gulf War? Sorry.
Yeah, the Gulf War. That was over there in the Middle East. Yep. That was in Kuwait.
So the first CIA team entered Iraq on the 10th of July 2002. This team was composed of members of the CIA's Special Activities Division, and was later joined by members of the U.S. military's elite Joint Special Operations Command. So the CIA was there prior to 2003 when Congress granted George Bush the authority to declare war in Iraq.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Yeah, they're in everything, dude.
They're fucking everywhere.
Jesus Christ, man. Every fucking, like, almost every conspiracy they're involved somehow.
The CIA.
That's fucking wild, dude. Yeah,
and so it's also clearly intelligence agencies from multiple governments, like Mossad and MI6, Australia, whatever the fuck they got down there. Because they were all part of that initial bombing campaign, along with Sweden, right? Did it say Sweden?
No.
No?
No, UK, Australia, and Poland.
Poland, okay.
Yeah.
So there we go.
He was, so then they go after Saddam. He was captured. What, and I think in the December of the same year, wasn't it? And then so Saddam Hussein was executed 3 days later. So, or 3 years. Sorry, 3 days. I'm a little high.
Oh, shit. Now,
Justin keeps peer pressuring me.
I'm a bad friend.
All right. Yeah. How did they end up executing? Did they hung him and then they threw him out in the middle of the sea, right?
What?
Middle of the ocean. Didn't they drop his body in the middle of international waters?
No, that was Osama bin Laden.
Oh, okay.
The one that there's no pictures of his body and on his religion or whatever to honor his religion, they buried him at sea, even though his religion comes from a landlocked fucking desert. Wow. Doesn't make any fucking sense, but, and you know, we know that Osama bin Laden's, the bin Laden family is real big in oil in the Middle East. They're super wealthy. So, and they were here the morning of 9/11.
Yeah, they put Saddam Hussein's body back to his birthplace and buried him near family members.
Damn. Which is strange.
Why?
Because if you kill a dictator, then why would you give a fuck about whatever burial rights there are?
You know how it is nowadays. Everybody got to have compassion. Fucking even for fucked up people, individuals that kill hundreds of people.
Now, who was the ones that hung Saddam Hussein?
Like, who was it?
Yeah, who was it, the people or...
Death by Iraqi court. Saddam requested to be executed by firing squad rather than hanging, claiming it is lawful military capital punishment and citing his military position of commander of the Iraq military. The request was denied 2 days prior to the execution. A letter written by Saddam appeared on the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party website. In the letter, he urged the Iraqi people to unite and not to hate the people of countries that invaded Iraq. Does that sound like he would write that? And not to hate the people of countries that invade Iraq, like the United States. That's weird.
What is... So he was put to death for the...
They said his last meal was chicken and rice and had a cup of hot water with honey.
So, according to Wikipedia, he was on trial for the Dujail massacre.
Where it killed like 100 and something people.
Yeah, it was a mass killing of Shia Muslim civilians by the Ba'athist Iraqi government, whatever the fuck that word is, in 1982, July 1982, in Dujail, Iraq. The massacre was committed in retaliation to an earlier assassination attempt by the Shia Islamic Dawah Party against the then president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Let's see here. The town of Dujail had a large Shia population with 75,000 residents. They fucking were responsible for killing a bunch of people because they were against Hundreds of men, women, and children were detained. After the failed assassination attempt, more than 140 people were sentenced and executed for their alleged involvement in the plot, including four people who were mistakenly killed during the mass executions. Hundreds more were sent into exile, and their houses, farms, and properties were demolished. So Saddam was on trial for that by an Iraqi tribunal. For an alleged assassination attempt. So anybody associated with the group that was plotting was put to death. And four people were allegedly had no involvement executed. So they were just rounding everybody up. And that was one of the reasons.
So then after that, what? We still over there. We end up getting Bin Laden. What, in 2011?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, that's you can see a whole bunch of documentaries on that, and then raiding the house and shit. But yeah, so we get him, they off him, they take him out to sea, drop his body off, boom. We still out there till shit. When did we leave? A week ago? A couple weeks ago? Well, this will be posted next week, so
yeah. By the time this is posted, 3 weeks, it'll be a couple weeks. Yeah.
So why? Why?
We got him in May of 2011.
Like we talked about, we were trying to make some sort of...
And it says here he's Saudi Arabian, even on the wiki. Citizenship, Saudi Arabian.
Wow.
So he's a fucking plant. Until 1994, and a member of the wealthy Bin Laden family. Bin Laden's father was Mohammed bin Awad bin Laden, a Saudi millionaire from Yemen and the founder of the construction company Saudi Bin Laden Group. Damn.
And I heard they were good friends with the Bushes.
He funded the Mujahideen, which this brings me into what I was wanting to talk about coming back in, is...
They're the group that fights with the Shiites?
Well, they are... They're the group that our special forces spend a lot of time fighting.
Oh, okay.
And we also funded the Mujahideen. They were the first of the militant groups that we funded. Now, this goes all the way back to our Gary Webb episode when we were talking about Iran-Contra. Because even though it's Iran, it was also... working together to get these weapons through the Middle East by funneling guns to militant groups. And the Mujahideen is what Jocko, I listened to a lot of Jocko, and he was in Ramadi fighting the Mujahideen. So you have American assets on both sides fighting with each other, and people are dying for objectively no reason at all. Now, that's if you consider us policing the Middle East and us being over there to begin with. Depends on where you stand on that. Because really, there's no reason for us to be over there objectively unless you consider resources. Then that's pretty plain and simple.
Well, I mean, there's lithium, a lot of bad guys too. I mean, there's stories of them... dumping acid on women and little girls and shit. Like,
taking women captive and, you know.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, fucking off them motherfuckers.
For sure. But there's sickos everywhere, too.
I know, it just sucks.
There's fucking sickos who hide behind government in every government.
Yeah.
Or some authoritarian group.
And yeah, it's hard to say, go take care of that situation, because I know it involves repercussions for trying to intervene in other countries. Help.
Now,
problems.
But that's if we cared about that kind of shit.
Well, I think the ones that are fighting do.
Well, yeah, but
I think the people in the top that are pulling the strings, they could care less. They're just glad you're on board.
Right.
But we have other means. So, I mean, no matter how mad it makes me to see that shit, it's like a lose-lose situation when you go over there and help, you know? Because ultimately, too, you're creating more of them.
We had talked about it previously on the show about how you had actually told me about it.
Yeah.
About how there's kind of some drama going on with the Navy SEALs because, you know, they're becoming rock stars. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
Go ahead and bring that up again.
But do you know who the people they're talking about? I'm sure the people we listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, but because they're the ones.
And I get it, but I still think that's some bullshit, dude. Like, some of them Navy SEALs, they need this shit. Sean Ryan talks about that a lot, about how depressed he was. Like,
my point being,
shit he went through.
My point is, there's guys that do dirty shit, yeah, even in the SEAL teams.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about with the rock stars.
Right. I was just bringing that up
you're
as
saying
an example.
There's people that are becoming rock stars and guys that are becoming dirty.
Right.
Basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it even goes into the SEAL teams because foreign governments can hire the military.
Oh, yeah. They've talked about in that video that there were some that were being manipulated by foreign countries.
Right. So. And that's been proven.
And what is that? That just means money.
Right. So they're using the elite of the armed forces as mercenaries.
Yeah.
And that is pretty fucked up in itself.
To talk about, though, like basically being a private contractor.
Right, dude.
Like, Blackwater.
Yeah. We've been listening. Sean Ryan's got his new episode out with the four guys that were indicted.
Man, please listen to it.
It's so fucking good.
5.5 hours.
It's good.
Yeah. Sean Ryan's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Sean Ryan, if you ever listen to this, bro. Good shit.
Much love. I know we're probably, I don't know, maybe he's not even different. I can't put those
words
in his mouth.
Which is weird. I'm gonna be honest. It's fucking weird.
I'd have to know his opinion on it, but I'm assuming.
It's weird how I where I stand politically.
Yeah.
And I like Jocko, Sean Ryan, Tim Kennedy.
Well, there's never a perfect person that you're going to be agreeing with completely.
Right. And, you know, it goes back to, I get that mindset because I wanted to be a part of that whenever I was little.
At one point,
yeah. At one point, you know, Navy SEAL, you want to be part of some elite team like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I just never went that route. I never went the military route. Yeah. So, you know. But the shit that they're doing is fucking crazy, first of all. And when you start to get into the whole conspiracy and the reasons why we're in these wars and how it's based pretty much on all lies, at least what the media tells us and what the government pushes down our throats about it, because we're super biased, obviously. They want to control the narrative, and that's how they do it. But then these guys are over there, like I said earlier, fighting some more American assets. So it's just this perpetual human sacrifice, man. It's fucked up. If you want to go down that kind of rabbit hole, as far as, you know, magic, if you go back and listen to our episodes on magic, that would further explain that.
Yeah.
So, you know, sacrifice. If we're dealing with a Saturn death cult, boom.
Yeah. But that whole Blackwater incident was kind of crazy, huh? I didn't know too much about it until I listened to that.
Me neither. And
sounds like they got fucked over.
They got fucked over.
Yeah.
I can't believe they got it dropped, and then they still, Joe Biden.
Well, let's explain it real quick. Blackwater
go
was.
Go ahead. You probably explain it better than me right now.
Nah, Blackwater was when a private contractor, because, you know, contractors were able to go over there, and they would basically hire former Navy SEALs, former Special Forces.
Security.
Yeah, security for, I believe it was American diplomats.
Anybody.
Or anybody? Okay.
Anybody.
Whoever's paying, they're offering security.
And they weren't the only ones. Blackwater was the one of the biggest ones.
The most.
And then there was also Triple Canopy and ADT a bunch of other.
I don't know about ADT. That sounds
no,
like
ADT has a security. They do foreign security, too.
So they're hiring people, and they were starting to get a bad name because there were some other companies out there that were doing some shady shit, which is funny. That's always been referenced in a lot of Hollywood movies. One I remember was the XXX movie when Ice Cube, and they showed the pictures and shit. And or like, I don't know, there's just a bunch of movies.
But, yeah.
So yeah, they're hiring out private contractors. They're getting bad names. They're getting into fucking fire, a bunch of firefights and shit. And so jump up to these guys that were involved in a shooting, basically were...
They were the tactical response team.
Yeah, and they were charged for 17, I believe, civilian bodies.
Something like
supposedly that. Supposedly, they said that it happened. And they got charged for it. Pretty wild, man. Their story based off
of a bunch of sketchy evidence.
So their story is they were getting shot at, you know, and there was just a whole bunch of fuckery, man. Just like
it was missing evidence.
I mean, the story happened
in a roundabout that the Iraqi police, whenever they showed up, because they were escorting somebody, their sister team was escorting somebody. They started getting shot at, so they rolled in as backup.
Yeah.
And started taking dudes out, but they were dressed in Iraqi police uniforms. So it was an ambush on their whoever they were escorting.
Yeah.
So and they ended up getting tried for it, even though the Iraqi police chief was offering money to anybody who would come up as a
witness.
A witness.
Yeah. There's a lot of fuckery.
Because they didn't, went on there. He didn't want to look weak.
There was evidence that got hidden. I mean, or missing, went missing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's bullet casings, all sorts of shit, man.
Trajectory teams that went in.
Guys that flipped on them.
Yeah.
Fucking.
One of their team members.
Two of them, I think.
I only know one.
Yeah. But. I thought that lady broke it down too very well.
I whenever I cut it off, it was like she was just have
more to finish.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's a long podcast, guys, but I suggest you go listen to it. It's pretty good. Sean Ryan show. He actually has video too on YouTube. But what do you think? You think what they were saying was true? I mean, it seems like
you know
the
how
evidence.
I am with conspiracies, bro. And that,
yeah, I mean, they said they didn't even find bodies. Paper trails. They didn't even find bodies, bro.
Especially if there's paper trails.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, why? Mm-hmm. And I think it was to demonize, to kind of taint the contractor, the private military, go after.
Are you jealous about that?
Well, because they seen how much money
I know,
they were
having
paid.
A lot of issues.
And this comes back to special forces being contracted out to foreign government. So that's essentially what was going on with Blackwater, part of their business model.
Yeah.
So if there's a move to eliminate the competition, and Joe Biden was really fucking pushing for that shit. Old sleepy
Biden. What do y'all think, man? He got a lot of shit for the way he pulled out. I know I asked on live, but what do you think?
His pull-out game's weak as fuck.
I mean, you think it would have gone that way regardless?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
So it's like, really, you just need to let them... Like,
but Trump. But Trump. Shut the fuck up about Trump, bro. I'm getting tired of you. I'm getting tired of both of these groups getting mad at each other and acting like kids. Yeah, they're wild.
Ugh.
While Bush is sitting in the back just grinning.
Laughing his goofy ass off. Playing with this train set.
Ooh. Playing with this train set. What an asshole.
Ooh. How come we still haven't heard anything about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein? Spooky. What's going on with that? Let's find out. I bet there's something going on this week. That's why we haven't been hearing shit about it.
What else you want to talk about on the Iraq War?
Dude, I ain't got shit for the Iraq War. It's a
little
dookie.
A lot of death, a lot of apparently nothing really fucking worked. All that training, all that fucking setting shit up.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Here in a fucking month or a year, we may get a bunch of information and see that this whole shit was set up to begin with, you know?
But hasn't it already?
No, but I mean,
what are
like
you talking about?
The exit.
Oh, the exit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The shit that's going to come out about it. Yeah. It's going to be wild. Nobody's going to believe it, though. Just a conspiracy.
Says Ghislaine Maxwell sells London home to pay legal fees.
What?
Yeah. For her legal fees.
How much are her fucking legal fees?
Well, I'm sure it's not cheap.
She's rich. Her family's rich. Her boyfriend is rich. She's selling a what? A fucking $40 million mansion, probably?
Probably.
Hmm. Wonder what's going on with that.
I don't know.
That sounds juicy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. 2.7 million.
Damn. Is it a condo? I'm picturing a condo.
It says house.
A house in London. Yeah.
She offloaded the now notorious London house where Prince Andrew's accuser alleges they first had sex.
Ooh, Prince Andrew.
Getting nearly $2.5 million to help cover her growing legal costs, according to the report. And that is on the New York
fucking pussy.
Post. Yeah. Pretty wild.
It is pretty wild.
So that was just like a little brief... little podcast over the war.
Yeah, we got too big.
We already it was good.
I mean, I'm
post. It was that was a good conversation.
Today. Hell yeah,
yeah, that was good. That was a good phone call. But yeah, I know we need to start going into more detail. I've heard that many times from many people. But you guys also got to remember too, and we appreciate the feedback
for sure.
But we're just gonna kind of steer this ship the way we think is best fit. That's us. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that go in real deep, really deep.
We don't want it to seem conversation phony. Detail. We don't want to seem phony. You're getting us as we are. And that's why it's so important to get you all's feedback and interaction.
That is what we want. We want topics.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Topics and feedback on quality of the audio.
Because we're trying to build this to be more of like a coast-to-coast AM type podcast, not like a... information here, come here to learn about events you never knew you need to know.
Like a Dan Carlin type podcast. Right. We're not doing that.
We're not hardcore history.
There are actual people that know way more than we do that do a better job than us.
I want to talk to David Adair. I want David Adair to hear this and to call in. And we could talk to him about fucking UFO spaceships underneath Groom Lake.
Yeah, we'd rather have you listen to them folks.
Somebody call in about some wicked ass UFO shit. UFO sightings.
Yeah.
Or just we could bullshit about anything. It doesn't have to be. Let's see what you got.
Hell yeah. Y'all like to eat booty? Hit us up.
We know you like to eat booty, you sick fucks. How many of you are pissed about the OnlyFans thing? Even though it's for the greater good, it seems like.
I don't know. How many people are like, fuck?
Dude, I shared a thing earlier. It was like, are we going to start calling it the Holocaust?
Wow, bro. Too soon. Too soon, it is, man.
Oh, my God.
But what I was saying, though, is that we are the, what did we say before? The addendum
podcast. This is.
We just fucking a bunch of dudes in here. And we, you know, we'd like to have some gals on the show, you know, participate. We're just, you know, fucking shooting the shit, man. Talking. Justin hates when I say that, but that's what this is.
What?
We're like
what, the addendum?
That garage thing? Talk shit, man.
The addendum
shop
thing.
Talk. Huh?
I don't know. You all
right there, buddy? You good?
Yeah.
So dude, like, this chair, like we said, man.
Dude, the butt cheek straps are really fucking killing my butt cheeks here. God, bro.
It's never good enough for this guy. Never good enough.
Shut up.
You got anything else you want to talk about today, Justin?
I think
what's all going on out there in the world? We covered a lot on the live stream.
There's a lot of protests going on.
Dude, I seen Australia. You see Spike Cohen put that shit up?
Dude, it's getting crazy.
Spike, hit us up, man. I hit you up, dog. We need you on the show.
You could be my minister of memes.
What an asshole. Yeah, I seen Australia, dude. They ain't fucking around, dude.
Nah, dude. It's going on all over France, England.
Yeah, what did that say, dude? I got to pull that shit
up. Whatever happened to the yellow vest? riots or who knows? Protests.
They fucking, you got to dive deep to find that shit, man.
Isn't that our job?
Yeah, that's right. Well, as deep as we can.
Dude, hey, do you know about
the... We all work fucking over 40 hours a week, you know? But
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
This is our only job, I guess.
That'd be dope. I mean, that's the goal. Eventually.
One day.
Now, let's shift gears here. Get off this fucking Iraq war.
Afghanistan. Hold on, I had something I wanted to fucking say about that Spike Cohen post. Where's it at? I thought we shared it. Oh, yeah, dude. No, we talked about the medical field, too, dude. They're about to take a shit.
Oh, dude, this is going to get bad. I may have somebody. I don't know if she's going to want to be on, though.
Yeah, we need some nurses. Come on. We want to hear your side of everything.
Just chime in. You can send us a message. We'll read it. We won't say your name.
I want to hear how bad this really is, man, from your eyes.
You could give us an alias to call you, and we'll put your message out to the billions of listeners. Man, so shift gears real quick. You heard about the Hidden King, right?
I've heard that. I've heard you talk about that. I don't remember what it was.
Have
about.
You not looked into that?
No.
Okay. You're going to have to remind me to share the videos to our page, but Gregory Joseph Hallett, apparently the rightful heir to the fucking throne over there in England. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
King John the Third.
Sure.
Says Joseph Gregory Hallett?
Maybe. Might have to type in the Hidden King. Gregory Joseph or Joseph Gregory? Unless they scrub the internet of that shit. Want to be surprised? Shadow ban him.
Joseph Gregory Hallett has presented proof to many people that he is a true heir to the throne of England. And Ireland.
Apparently, it's been his whole fucking life.
How the fuck are you the true heir? I never understood that king shit.
Because of bloodlines, bro.
That shit's real, man. Is that just a bunch of fucking... I think that's a bunch of motherfuckers that just said, hey, we got blue blood.
It's exactly what it is.
Fuck.
In all seriousness, and blue blood is exactly the term
they use for royalty, basically.
Because of the bloodlines. It comes up, that's towards the top of that pyramid.
Yeah.
Just like the fucking, that little girl who drew out the diagrams for how all the presidents are related. Or a bunch of presidents.
I need to look her up. I've heard that before.
Yeah, they try to fucking say it's bullshit. Who knows? It probably is.
You're spreading misinformation.
You know what? Fuck it. You're not spreading us anyway, so. Lick my sack. Ain't got nothing holding us back. And I just rhyme.
They say some royal families are fake. It's all fake, people. You fucking idiots. It's all fake. God, I want some people from England to come on here, dude.
Yeah.
From, you know,
Taiwan.
I need your opinions on this. You guys follow that bullshit or you make fun of it as just as much as Americans do. Not saying we have anything better. That's for sure.
Well, we know a Bosnian.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's me and him have talked about it quite a few times.
He's pretty liberal.
He is pretty liberal. Yeah.
But he wants a gun. I know that. A lot of liberals out there scared nowadays. They're going, oh shit, things ain't as safe as we thought.
This America, he could fucking get a gun.
You know how many guys I've listened to on podcasts saying how their liberal friends are hitting them up going, how do you buy a gun? Do you have a gun that I could borrow? It's like, bitch, you lost out, motherfucker. We've been telling you to get that shit. But listen to this shit. Spike Cohen put up a post of Australia, the scene of an anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne, Australia. It's also a reminder that government power isn't real. The government makes up less than 1% of the population. If even 5% of us simply refuse to comply, refuse to comply, government will be hopelessly outnumbered. If 10+% refuse, they'll stop even trying to enforce it. You're looking at a fraction of 1% of the population here, and the government is no match for them. Imagine if 100 times as many just decided not to obey. This is how freedom happens.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And this episode's definitely banned now. After that fucking speech. God damn, dude. They don't want you to hear that shit. They want you to be a fucking mindless fucking robot.
A zombie.
Yeah. Sit down, get fatter, and watch TV. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking club and you ain't in it.
Yeah. Rest in peace, George Carlin. Rest in peace,
dog. So, yeah, man. It's fucking...
Man, what time is it?
It's wilding out there. It's wilding. It's 2:47.
Oh, fuck. I'm a little paranoid now.
You a little scared after that call? A
little paranoid.
I will be all right. Be good. Keep your steel handy. You never know when you need it. Know what I mean?
That sounds like some bullshit Training Day shit right there.
That's actually regulators. Regulators. I don't know. It was a clear black night. Clear dark moon. Damn, bro. I should have been a rapper.
No. What? You should have been a rapper. What are you fucking talking about?
Man, shut the fuck up. What else do we have to talk about here, huh?
I don't know.
You got any fucking shit you want to air out on the podcast?
No.
Fucking, you doing all right?
Doing just fine.
Yeah. All right.
Why are you getting weird about it? Why are you asking me how my day's been?
I don't know. Maybe I'll work for Post.
Oh. See, you're the plant. I knew it the whole time.
Yeah. But did you?
Yeah. It's obvious.
Oh, man. So what else? That's pretty much it, man.
I think that's it.
You got anything else?
No, I'm cooked, man.
Goddamn. Plus, Justin, every time, dude. People, can you guys write into the show right now?
No,
tell Justin to stop getting so baked before the show.
Especially that conversation with Post. You're thinking so much. So,
yeah, dude, these podcasts are hard. It's hard
mentally
afterwards.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Oh, poor you.
Oh my God.
Some guy's lifting center blocks.
Oh, my God.
Building a retaining wall. It's like, oh, God. It sounds so hard.
Some kid somewhere with a fucking fly on his eyeball listening to us because there's billions of listeners. It's fucked up.
Shit. That's fucking hilarious.
Post, don't kill my dogs.
Yeah.
All right. Want to cut it off, bro? Want to get out of here,
man? Low energy. Dude.
You want to fucking get out of here?
I need big dick energy.
Go make something of our days.
I need big dick energy, dog.
Go eat big so we could get big.
All right, I think we done rambled on enough. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we love you though.
Yeah,
don't forget about it.
All right, y'all.
Make sure you like, subscribe, share.
Yep,
it helps get our word out there. It gets the show out there because Facebook isn't doing it. We got to hump it in ourselves.
Yeah. We'll be back on next week. Hopefully our two other guys will be on.
Hopefully they'll both be feeling all right.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all stay safe out there.
Remember, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, YouTube. We love you. Till next time.
Yeah.
Out.